The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat like me, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and cooler stuff.
Know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on.
No one likes to lose, but when you find some time to reflect on the season, remember all the great things that we did this year. And I don't think people fully understand us even winning that first round series, how remarkable that was without a starting backcourt in place. So I'm not going to allow this series to define the season. And obviously, hopefully next year we can find a way to stay healthy and be better and see where we can go.
Michael Malone. Not afraid to use the injury excuse, injury card in the aftermath of the Nuggets getting swept. Did he use it fairly? Or does it sound like an excuse?
No, I think it's fairly. And yeah, you got to look back and see, you know, the good. But I think it's more important to look back and see where you're lacking. Like, I think looking back on the season in totality is great. Hey, man, we did some good things. But if you're not motivated by the garbage, you know, if you can't look at the defensive structure of the Suns versus what you put out there, not only effort, but just timing, anticipation, you name it. Like, that's one that I would look at and say, hey, man, if we're going to get to where we want to go eventually, when Murray is healthy, we're going to have to play a lot more like that team than we did our team. And I look at protecting the rim, what it led to in transition. What, like, every time the Nuggets got within five or four or five, you knew. I mean, I just sit on my couch going, there is no way.
Are you convinced that a healthy Jamal Murray...
No,
they win this series?
No. I think with a healthy Jamal, they still lose this series because of the other factors.
Well, like, then they've got to make some additions. Then
absolutely, they have to make some, and they have to make some subtractions. You know, they got to. I mean, Millsap, hey, yeah. Great career, man.
See you later.
Yeah, great career. They've got to make some decisions on athleticism.
Michael Junior Porter.
Yeah, he's got to grow up.
Yeah, he's going to make the leap. And I think he will. I'm pretty confident.
I wonder how bad he was, like, health-wise.
I just want him to realize there is basketball to be played and shots to be taken inside the three-point arc. If this guy realizes that he is 6'11", and that he can go to the basket, drive into the lane,
mm-hmm. He's tall.
Pretty much get whatever kind of shot he wants... Once he figures that out, it's going to be fun to watch.
One thing real quick. I'd like to see the NBA change the way they officiate the offensive fouls. When guys jump in, to defenders, you know, and flail up a garbage, that should be on the offensive player. That drives me insane.
How dare you?
I don't know how much more NBA playoff basketball you're going to watch.
Zero.
But one thing that was clear.
No, I'll watch the final.
One thing that was clear through these two rounds, NBA continues to be the worst officiated of the major sports, bar none. Not even close.
Next soccer players watch that and say, man, these guys are soft.
Next on the Morning Brew.
For sure. I mean, there's always next year. It's all we talk about. I feel like, I mean, I'm going to my ninth year next year and I haven't won. So I'm just definitely motivated, and I'm just, yeah, it just sucks, you know, losing four in a row.
Wow, Nathan McKinnon's going into his ninth year. I heard that, and I'm like, wow. Because he's only 25. But ninth year, okay.
He's 25. How does that math work? When did he get in the, was he 12 when he got in the league? What is that? No, 10 would make him 15.
The Avalanche.
Wait.
He started when he was like 17, 17, 18.
Your world frightens and confuses
yeah.
me.
These prodigies come into the NHL when they're, you know, they still got peach fuzz. They're not even shaving yet.
Hmm.
So I've heard it compared suggested that this Avalanche playoff loss could be a catalytic event, much like your playoff loss to Jacksonville was. Do you see, you're there, you lived it, do you see any similarities
to the Avs playoff loss and our playoff loss? Well, yeah, of course, the disappointment. You know, I mean, they won, what is it, the President's Trophy on a technicality? Whoop-de-doo, Basil, that's great. Who gives a crap, right? But bottom line is, hey, again, we won, we were number one seed, and we lost. You know, the bottom line is, they made some changes personnel-wise, some places on our team that were weak, but it was one of those things that, like, we looked at our team and said, here are the things we have to do. Here are the things we have to dominate. We got to be physical. We got to run the snot out of the ball. We can't rely on finesse. I mean, just all the things that you think about. Not that we didn't run the ball then, we did, but you know what I'm saying. There was kind of a shift in attitude, but the bottom line was, we look at it like we should win three championships in a row, and this is unacceptable. So, yeah, I think there's some similarities there.
But I felt you guys, it was more of a, wow, what a blown opportunity. What a wake-up call.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't fundamentally have to change who you were. But
No. I mean, we had to change some pieces, though.
Pieces, but your whole philosophy didn't have to change.
The philosophy didn't change. We were constructed to run the ball, you know, to dominate that end of the game, and to to eat up clock and to do those things and create big plays. But yes, that philosophy, no, but we had to change some players.
And with the Avs, I just wonder if you're looking at a full philosophical shift, which is a lot tougher to pull off
mm-hmm.
1 year to the next than just a few pieces here and there. Next on the Morning Brew.
Pitch, and Suarez hammers it to left, way back and gone. 3-1 Reds on the two-run blast by Suarez. It's his 14th home run of the year.
Well, hey, now that the Avalanche and Nuggets are done, we can spend more time paying attention to the Rockies.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Probably not, right?
While you were focused on the Avalanche and Nuggets and Teddy Bridgewater and Drew Locke and Aaron Rodgers and all that, the Rockies continue to be god-awful on the road. They just went through a 1-5 road trip, getting swept 3 in Cincinnati, 11-5, 10-3, and 6-2. The Rockies come home to face the exciting Padres with a road record of 5-27.
Is that good?
5-27. Arizona, by the way, is 9-20. The Rockies, for all their problems, are still 4.5 games ahead of Arizona, which
right.
is, boy.
That's we bad. Just we thumb our noses at Arizona.
That's bad.
Look how bad they are.
At least the Rockies are good at home. So the Rockies are home for a while, and I suppose this is what the summer is about when it comes to the Rockies. Don't pay any attention to them when they're on the road.
Nah.
They play pretty well at home and enjoy the teams that come into town.
Yeah, I mean,
just pay attention to them when they're at home.
Yeah, just
on the road, find something else to do. Seriously. Next on the Morning Brew.
That's good.
Good, Benny. Good for you. Boy, I think the Packers just, I guess, are determined to just self-inflicted wounds to just make sure that any reconciliation between them and Aaron Rodgers just won't happen. They are just determined to make sure it doesn't happen. Mark Murphy,
you, Aaron Rodgers,
the Packers president, in remarks the other day, said that Aaron Rodgers is, quote, a complicated fella.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to smooth things over.
Right. I don't know that he's that complicated. Lie as an organization to his face, he doesn't like it. I don't know that's complicated, right? Like when you say that, hey, Aaron Rodgers checked off on Jordan Love, and then a day later, Aaron Rodgers, like, nobody ever asked me about anything. Nobody talked to me about that. That's what we call lying. Like, you don't have to involve people in, you know, in management decisions. You know, but if you tell them, if you tell your star player that they're going to consult with you before they take a guy, and then they take a guy that plays your position, and they don't tell you about it after they tell you they're going to use you as a consultant, that'll get you a little bit fired up. They're a mess, dude. I can't. What time does Rodgers sign here?
Get traded here.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to sign. When does he get traded?
It's going to happen. He's going to get traded. It's just a matter of when. Okay, that'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. James Merrillat joins us coming up. Jimmer, is he going to take a victory lap? Is he going to laugh and pound his chest and say, look at me, I was right, in the wake of the Avalanche and Nugget demises? He'll join us next.